today we come to our last lesson in the study of the book of the Revelation. The Lord willing, the next time we meet, we will begin a study of the book of Genesis, starting our journey through the Bible once again, hoping that many of you will be able to join with us in this journey as we travel once again through the Word. We are thinking in the book of the Revelation about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we recognize that we are about to begin with the book of Genesis in the next broadcast, we wonder how far into the book we'll get, how far into the Bible we'll get, before the Lord Jesus Christ will come. Surely the time of his coming is very, very soon. We are noticing the exhortations which are given here in the closing verses of the book of the Revelation, and we read in verse 12, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to every man according as his work shall be. For those whose lives have been marked by unjustness and unrighteousness, their reward will be eternal fire. For those who have received the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, their reward will be eternal life." That becomes evident when you look at verse 14, which is associated with this promise concerning the coming of the Lord. "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city." Now, I want you to notice this verse very carefully, because this is not a good translation. The original text does not say, "Blessed are they that do his commandments." The original text says, "Blessed are they that have washed their garments." And, beloved, there is a vast difference. "Blessed are they that have washed their garments in the blood of the Lamb." They have the right to the tree of life, and they have the right to enter in through the gates into the city. Now, we have noticed in our study where the tree of life is. It is in the New Jerusalem, our eternal home. The gates of the city are the gates of our eternal home. Beloved, have you washed your robes in the blood of the Lamb? If you have, you have a right to enter this eternal home. Blessed are they that have washed their robes, that they might have a right to the tree of life. Your right to the tree of life does not depend upon what good works you have done and what a good life you have lived. Your right to the tree of life depends upon whether or not you have washed your robes in the blood of the Lamb. Will you notice, please, with me now, in verse 15, another distinction. Nothing particularly new, but placed here, we believe, for emphasis. "For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie." Now, if we have some dog lovers listening to the program, don't you be worried about that 15th verse. It doesn't mean that dogs are going to be shut out of heaven. I don't know whether they're going to be in heaven or not, but this does not mean that they're going to be shut out of heaven. Somebody says, "Well, if there are horses in heaven, they ought to let dogs up there." Well, they might, I don't know. But the word dogs, used symbolically in the Word of God as here, is a word often so used. Follow it through the Scripture, and you will find that it is always representative of that which is unclean when it is used in a spiritual connection, and when it is used in a spiritual sense. So what you are reading here in verse 15 is that outside of this city is everything that is unclean, nothing unclean is going to enter in to that city. Are you unclean? Well, if you are, you haven't been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, because there is no other way to be clean. Without are the unclean. Without are the sorcerers. Do you know who they are? They are the people who traffic with demons. They are the people who visit fortune tellers, thinking that those fortune tellers can guide and direct them by the spirit of demons. They are those who are using drugs, if you please, with the purpose of delving in to the unknown. Whoremongers are individuals who are unclean morally. And of course we are familiar with the word murderers and idolaters. Notice the last statement, which should cause some of us some concern, because sometimes we are economical with the truth. The statement is, whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Actually, it reads in the original text, whosoever loveth and practices lying. Now, if you are a Christian, you find yourself lapsing into the sin of lying, you must not treat it lightly. You should recognize that it grieves the Holy Spirit, and you should recognize that it should be confessed immediately, because the Lord Jesus Christ said, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. What reward does he have in relation to you? Oh, there is a sense, of course, in which if you were a child of God, he has a reward for the works that you performed in his name. But we are thinking very generally now. His reward is with him to reward with eternal fire men who have refused to accept him, and to reward with eternal life those who have accepted him. The last exhortation in this last portion of the book of the Revelation, and the last exhortation which we will be considering together, is found in verse 20, where we read, he which saith these things saith, surely I come quickly. Here there is no behold I come quickly, as we have noticed in the other verses. Here it is, surely, without a doubt, I come quickly. Don't be misled. Don't be mistaken. Don't fall asleep and think I am not coming, he said. I come immediately. The next thing on God's program is my return to the earth. Now, what is your reaction to that? How do you feel about it? Well, we don't have time to enter into all the various attitudes that might exist in our respective hearts in relation to the truth concerning the Lord's return. But I can tell you on the authority of the Word of God what your attitude ought to be. Your attitude ought to be exactly what the attitude of John was. He said, Amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. You say you are coming, Amen, come on. Don't wait, don't tarry. That was John's attitude, and I say to you that it ought to be your attitude and mine. It's an interesting thing to compare the book of Genesis with the book of the Revelation, and it is interesting to study that comparison as a separate study. I never come close to the book of the Revelation without being reminded of that. Do you know the first time you hear man speaking in the Bible? The first time you hear man speaking in the Bible is in chapter 3 of the book of Genesis. And do you know what he's saying? God, I'm afraid of you. I don't want to see you. Adam and Eve had sinned and they'd hid themselves. God came down to the Garden of Eden in the cool of the day and he said, Adam, where art thou? Adam said, I did what you told me not to do. I found myself naked and I hid myself because I'm afraid. I don't want to see you. But the last thing that is said in the Bible, and notice the difference. The first thing, I'm afraid of you, God. The last thing, oh God, I can't wait to see you. Now, do you know what makes the difference? The cross of Christ. In between the fear of man in relation to God in Genesis 3 and the welcome of man to the Lord Jesus Christ in Revelation 22 is Mount Calvary. When the Lord Jesus Christ died upon the cross, Paul said that he released us for all our lifetime, wherein is the bondage of fear. Can you say, even so come, Lord Jesus? Notice the last verse of the book of the Revelation. It is interesting by way of contrast, too. The book of Revelation closes with a benediction, a blessing. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Do you know how the last book of the Old Testament, the book of Malachi, closes? It closes with a curse. But the last book of the New Testament closes with grace. What's the reason for it? The Lord Jesus Christ. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, then, friend, you are under a curse. The only way you can escape is to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior, because the Lord Jesus Christ was cursed in our behalf. For the Word of God says, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Our time is gone. We must leave you. Pray for us. And may God bless each one of you today.